On today's show, half the car dealers in the U.S. could disappear. Aston Martin and Rolls-Royce design passenger drones, and Sandy Monroe explains how Tesla kept down the cost of the Model 3. All that and more coming right up on Autoline Daily. This is Autoline Daily, the show dedicated to enthusiasts of the global automotive industry. Less than 10 years ago, there were nearly 19,000 dealerships in the U.S., but today, it's closer to 17,000, and that number could drop soon dramatically. That's according to a study from Cox Automotive, whose brands include Auto Trader and Kelley Blue Book, and it all has to do with people buying fewer personal vehicles. As mobility services expand and more self-driving vehicles come online, many customers will not need to purchase their own vehicle. The study predicts there will only be 9,000 dealerships by 2034, and the big dealer groups will buy up the small ones. There are 9,000 dealer owners now, but the study says that could drop to as few as 1,000 owners by 2030. Scuderia Cameron Glickenhaus, which makes low-volume exotic cars, just announced two throwback models. The first is a modern recreation of the GM-built Baja Boot off-roader from 1967, only two of which were ever built. The Baja Boot will feature throwback styling, a 650-horsepower 5.6-liter V8, and a starting cost of $250,000. The second car Glickenhaus announced is the SCG006, which is a throwback two-seater sports car that seems to have taken styling inspiration from 1960s Ferraris. Your choice, Cooper convertible, paddle shift auto, or six-speed manual, and it gets a 650-horsepower supercharged V8. You know, every time you turn around, it seems like another car company is getting involved with passenger drones. And coming up next, we'll tell you who's doing it now.
Autoline Daily is brought to you by Bridgestone Tires, your journey, our passion. Dow Automotive Systems, advanced materials that deliver better results. And by Lear, a global leader in automotive seating and electrical systems.
A clarification here. Last week, we reported that the Genesis luxury brand of Hyundai was going to adopt a build-to-order model, and it is, but that will be based on orders from dealers, not from retail customers, as we reported. Genesis had been building cars based on a forecast and delivering them to dealers, but that led to very high inventory levels, and it's adopting a build-to-order model to keep inventory under control. You know, we keep saying that passenger drones will be the next big thing, and now Aston Martin and Rolls-Royce are throwing their hats into the ring. Aston Martin designed the Volante Vision concept. It features three propellers powered by a high-performance hybrid electric propulsion system. It will be autonomous and can hold three adults. Rolls-Royce Holdings, which is the second largest maker of aircraft engines in the world and no longer related to the car company, developed a passenger drone that also uses a hybrid system, but with a gas turbine engine that generates electricity for six electric propellers. It can carry 4 to 5 passengers and travel at speeds up to 250 miles per hour for about 500 miles. Rolls says the design can be adapted for personal and public transportation, logistics, and military applications, and it could be in the skies as early as 2020. After breaking the record at the Pikes Peak Hill Climb last month, VW apparently decided it wanted to break another record. It brought the IDR race car to the Goodwood Festival of Speed, where it broke the record for the fastest electric car vehicle at the hill climb. And this was after a very scary slide on the grass during a practice run. We now wonder where VW is going to take this thing next. And coming up next, a look at how Tesla is keeping the cost of the Model 3 down.
Lighter, safer, stronger, quieter, and more sustainable. Tell us where you need to go, and we'll help you get there. Dow Automotive Systems. We don't succeed unless you do.
Yesterday, we showed you a clip from our latest video with Sandy Monroe, whose company tore down a Tesla Model 3 and found that the top-line models can generate profit margins greater than 30%. Sandy also told us that the base models can generate double-digit profit margins. And the secret to Tesla's success is consolidating all the electronics into the car into a couple of motherboards and having those chips and integrated circuits, or ICs, do double duty. So instead of having discrete chips and ICs in all the components scattered all around the car, Tesla puts them all in one spot. That way it needs fewer chips and ICs, and that greatly reduces the cost of components. Sandy showed how the cost of the rearview mirror in the BMW i3 is $93. On the Chevy Bolt EV, it's $164. But on the Model 3, it's only $29. And that's only one example. Sandy says there are lots of other examples how Tesla keeps the cost down by consolidating the electronics. You can watch that entire video now on our website or on our YouTube channel. Speaking of Tesla, CEO Elon Musk just can't seem to look the other way when he's criticized. Tesla's shares tumbled 4% yesterday after Musk tweeted that one of the British divers who helped rescue the boys who were trapped in a cave in Thailand is a pedophile. Musk did this after the diver said Musk's attempt to save the boys with a kid-sized submarine was a PR stunt. Musk later deleted the tweet. And some of Musk's tweets seem to be doing more harm to Tesla stock than all the bears who are shorting it. That's it for today. Thanks for watching, and please join us again tomorrow.